This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:09 Monday morning. Hey, before we get started here today, I want to congratulate Intercom, our parent company. Mm-hmm. They raised over $135,000 for American Cancer Society during the 7th annual We Can Survive.
Holy crap. Did you see the pictures our boss put up?
Yes. I did.
It doesn't,
just
it doesn't
rare
get cooler
air.
Than that, dude.
He's I know.
Oh, look at me. I'm with Taylor Swift.
So she's great. Draped on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lizzo, Jonas Brothers.
Yep.
So cool.
Just person after person. I'm like, then he puts one. First, I just see the Taylor Swift one. And then he puts up one of those series, you know, all the different photos. Uh-huh. And one thing I'm scrolling through, like, you've got to be kidding.
And you know
guy.
Who meets the second most celebrities?
Jane.
No. His kids.
Oh,
they're
that's
in all the photos, too. I'm like, oh, my God, Jagger's in that picture.
That's a good life.
What the heck?
It's a good life. Yeah, it's, let's see, Taylor Swift, Lizzo, Billie Eilish. She was in a bunch of those pictures, too.
Uh-huh.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Jonas Brothers, Marshmello. I thought that was the funniest thing. Like, any dude could go out there and be Marshmello. He's like, I don't feel like taking pictures. Put my hat on. Go out there. Put my head on.
Mm-hmm.
Halsey was a surprise guest.
Yes. Oh, our board op, Eddie, went to the concert, and he was saying how great. He's a huge Taylor Swift fan, but he was saying she made a guest appearance.
Halsey. Eddie went down to L.A. for the show.
Yeah.
What in the heck?
Yeah.
Funny.
He said he bought tickets when they first came out and took the lady that he's currently seeing.
His lady.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, he said it was amazing. I got chills when he was talking about it.
Oh.
Dang, dude, that sounds amazing.
Well, and it was all for a good cause.
Yeah.
Raised a bunch of money. $135,000 for the American Cancer Society. So congratulations. I know that our boss, who, by the way, is like the boss of so many things.
Uh-huh.
The stress levels, you can feel the stress vibes coming out of that. As he has all these huge shows to put together, so I'm sure he's really relieved that it's over.
Speaking of not sleeping, I wonder if that guy sleeps at all. He doesn't strike me as someone who gets more than a couple hours a day.
He's definitely a guy who's going, you know?
Mm-hmm. Whew.
Anyway, it's a big deal. Raise some money.
Way to go, Intercom.
Very nice.
Buy some stock while you're at it. Not Intercom, everybody listening.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And not random stock, I mean Intercom stock.
No, buy Intercom stock, please. That would be great. On Saturday night, we went to... You know, I'm trying to join that bike gang.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What is it called? Critical Mass.
Critical Mass, baby.
Yes.
So we went with our friends Pat, Marianne, John, and I rode our bikes. So I was kind of nervous about it. Like, I haven't really gone on, because I haven't really done any hills on that bike. Like, I just sort of ride around, go get groceries, you know, come home.
Well, how far is the ride?
It was about 20 minutes each way, so it's maybe 5 miles. But it was just that you have to go up over the hill, and I've never really ridden it in traffic, and I don't know, I'm kind of a pussy. So I was a little nervous about it, and you know, because we only have the one electric bike, whenever I would go on one of my rides, I'd just go alone, because no one can really keep up with you. And so now we got John a bike for his birthday, and we went on our first ride, and it was great. We went over and played bingo, and this was like a bingo dance party. It was so strange. Like, just... super loud, and the guy's like, all, you know, I can't even do his rap. He has this huge like handlebar mustache and all his hair and these funky like Elton John glasses and two dancers, you know, dressing gold the whole time.
So I had this feeling when I saw the gig, what this guy does. I'm sure it goes off in mountain towns where everyone's
he
gathered.
Tours it. It's
I'm sure it goes off. I was wondering, though, if it was going to fall a little flat in a regular town where people are like, yeah, I'm just here for some wings and a little sports, and then I'm going
to
get out of here.
Do, yeah.
And...
I think the crowd was fully
they
there.
They were all down.
Well,
you were in?
I liked it. I really,
did
you know,
get ripped?
I had a couple drinks. I tried to take
right.
it easy because I was riding my bike. I didn't want to be, you know,
yeah.
nervous as it was. Trying to take it easy.
reason.
But it's, you know, they were doing that whole, they had a whole thing going on at Mosley's this weekend. And so I think that the crowd that was there was...
Sorry.
It's okay.
My bad.
Well, here, let me do
I
mine
missed
too.
The shame.
Skeetoberfest? What
yeah,
was it called?
Skeetoberfest. So it was a crowd that was at least aware that this guy was going to be there, as opposed to, what's happening?
Bingo.
So, I mean, a big set, too, like a huge bingo sign with, like, the lights that would go on it. If I have any complaint about it, it was that there was so much, like, music and yelling and, like, revival stuff that he'd, like, yell out one of the numbers in between and be like, I'm so sorry, I didn't get the number.
Like,
I'm sitting there, I'm actually trying to play the game, you know, with my dauber and my bingo dauber and my little card. So, and they raised money for skiing with MS or something. Mm-hmm. It's Johnny's charity. Mm-hmm. So you would get a prize for winning bingo, which none of us won anything, but not cash. I really like a cash game.
So, no bread.
No bread.
It's
no
too
bread.
Bad. I'm sorry to hear that. I know my friend worked in Mammoth. Oh, you know Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy worked in Mammoth for a season, and we all went up to visit him, and everyone's all in on nightlife, but it's also because the nightlife is insulated. From,
right.
Like one of the nights we walked out in a storm, walked forever, got to the party, and you're like, we're here. There's nowhere else.
This is your only option.
This sucks. We're screwed.
We're going to walk back in the storm.
Right. I mean, you're all in is my point.
It's true. And once you're settled down at a resort or something, like what's happening there is what's happening.
Right.
You're not going anywhere. So anyway, it was very fun. And I think we might have gotten into the bike. I don't know. We're still on our probationary period. Let's see if they let us in.
Oh.
What were you going to do the first night?
Play cards.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we just played cards. It's our normal Friday night.
Gotcha.
Yeah. J-Law and Cookie.
I hope that that's good for them.
Me too. She actually, you know, I had some quotes from her. I'll get to them on a podcast. She just loves him so much. He's great.
Good.
They got married Saturday. Some ritzy mansion in Newport, Rhode Island. Lots of celebrities there. Who was at J-Law's wedding? Adele was there. I didn't even know they were friends. It's amazing. Amy Schumer was there. Emma Stone, Ashley Olsen, Nicole Richie, and her husband Joel Madden. Cameron Diaz was there. What? Sienna Miller. And of course, Kris Jenner. I'm surprised the whole Kardashian crew didn't show up.
Right.
Remember that one time? When Jennifer Lawrence, I guess she's like a huge Kardashian fan. Like she watches the show all the time. And she went over there and she and Kris Jenner got wasted together. Like she was naked in Kris Jenner's closet, and I want to say, didn't like Kanye dress her and like put outfits on her?
I don't know about that, but I know she was in the closet, yeah, getting like trying on clothes and stuff.
Right. Anyway, they got very close that night, and so Kris Jenner went to the wedding.
Was Adele with anybody?
It doesn't say. She, you know, she's in the middle of divorcing her.
That's what I'm curious about.
So maybe she just came with a friend. It doesn't say anything about. I really think that the paparazzi must have been just sort of trying to catch glimpses of people as they went in. I didn't see any photos from the ceremony or anything like that.
Not from the ceremony. I saw maybe one over the weekend after they were walking around somewhere.
Of all the 150 guests at the wedding, only one vegan.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
But there was only one. You know, they had to find him some beans. Or her.
Huh. Oh.
The rehearsal dinner on Friday night was a clam bake under a tent, which is a total New England thing. You take these, you know, dig a big pit, you heat rocks on a fire, you drop the rocks at the bottom, you layer on all the seaweed and all these different like lobsters and little necks and corn on the cob and all kinds. There's all kinds of stuff.
Little necks are clams, correct?
They're just little steamers. They're called, but they're like a really kind of a soft shell, like a shaley shell. You can kind of break it apart. The harder shells are like cherry stone clams or, but anyway.
You are a pro.
Well, I grew up doing, we did clam bakes 3 or 4 times a summer. Let me see what you got. Oh yeah, they're there. No, hold on. The ones.
That looks like a regular
those
clam.
Those are cherry stone. Look
these
up steamers.
Little necks.
Yeah, they can.
All right.
Steamers?
Steamers. That's them. See, they have a longer shell and they look kind of garbagey. Those are the ones right there.
They got a little thing hanging out, right?
They do, and then you have to peel the like
foreskin off the.
Oh,
off
God.
The neck.
And you like it?
You do. You peel it off and get rid of that.
I don't like it.
It's delicious. Dredge it through butter.
Wow, the way you say it.
Yeah, you
that's
really
so
are.
So good.
The foreskin?
Oh. Well, that's what we, you know, that's the joke, because you have to peel it off there every time.
Is that a joke?
No, you have to peel
right.
it off.
Ugh.
I was so all in until you said that.
Yeah.
You'd like it. I'd be like, get that little bit of.
Stuff.
Schmeg.
Extra stuff
no,
off there.
I'll just take it off.
Yeah. Bryn would be totally well, down. Bryn has no problem.
Yeah.
Bryn's like, I'll just eat the foreskin. I don't care.
Duh. The freaking shell.
The rehearsal dinner was this clam bake, so I'm sure it was amazing.
Yeah.
They had, you know, we had seen some of the menu, and for whatever that was worth, a 5-week aged leg of beef or something. They say that the reception food was prepared outside the luxurious Belle Court of Newport on a section of the gravel driveway. And then they did, so there were rows of squash and carrots. Squash and carrots? Rows of them? How much squash and carrots do you need, even for 150 people? I'm like, all right. Well, the vegan. The vegan was very hungry, I guess.
I like squash and carrots.
Yeah, but a whole table of it? Also, tons of smoked fish and beef being cooked on open fire spits. And then around 11 p.m., a food truck for Boston's Baddest Burger and Sandwich Company pulled up in front. Everyone was like, I've been dancing for 3 hours. I would love Boston's Baddest Burger. Let me see. You know, people were joking that, I guess a while ago, she was on a video for Glamour Magazine or on their website, whatever. She said her favorite sandwich is the chili pizza sandwich. I had to figure out what that was. She said you have a piece of pizza. You put chili in it with noodles, like southern chili with noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Never had chili with noodles.
No, what kind of noodles?
I don't know. They say southern chili with noodles. I didn't even know that there was such
a
thing.
Well, that can't go wrong. I mean, noodles is
sure.
Easy,
I add that
inoffensive.
Right. So on top of the piece of pizza, you put the chili, and then you put another piece of pizza, and then you eat it like a sandwich. Which I don't know how she stays fit eating those. But
well, she's young. Don't forget.
That is true.
She's in her 20s still.
Yep. Yeah. 29
she's
years
29,
old.
29, yeah.
Yeah. She wore a Dior dress for her happy day. I guess that so here's what she says about him. Back in June, she said this. He's the greatest.
This is about Cookie.
About Cookie Maroney.
Okay.
The greatest human being I've ever met. He really is. And he gets better. I don't know. I started with the basics. This is why, you know, how did you choose to marry him? She says, how do I feel? Is he nice? Is he kind? It's just, this is the one. I know that sounds really stupid, but he's the greatest person I've ever met. So I feel very honored to become a Maroney.
Huh?
Which I guess, you know.
She's going to take his name?
Well, I don't know, but that's what she said.
Jennifer Maroney from now on.
Jenmo. J-Mo. Moron is the person. Oh, no, it's an A. J-Mar. Maroney. Anyway, good luck to them. Yuzi gives it a year.
I know, I say it's
forever.
Bad
do you still
that,
feel
but,
that way?
Well, listening to the words you just read, I hope
2 years?
That it lasts forever.
Oh, well, I hope it does too. I mean, don't we all wish that for every marriage
yeah,
we hear
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely.
I know I do. Like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I hope they last forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have good feelings about it. There's a special that's airing this Wednesday on ABC.
Oh, they've been doing a lot of publicity for this.
Yeah. Well, they just did some big tour of Africa, and I think that's what it's called. Hold on. Let me find the name of it. Harry and Meghan, An African Journey. It's, let's see. It says 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. I'm sure that means 10 p.m. Pacific, too, right? So some special about them this Wednesday.
So they go to Africa.
They do on whatever Goodwill tour they're doing.
Yeah, he says he feels that they might move there and that he feels closest to his mom when he's there.
Oh.
Because of all the work she did there.
It's been difficult becoming a royal. So I guess they spend a lot of time in the special talking about, you know, Meghan's journey into royalhood.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's hard. I don't think anybody could understand that. In all fairness, I had no idea, but when I first met my now husband, my friends were really happy because I was so happy. But my British friend said, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life. She says, I never thought that this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile. I don't know. I just take each day as it comes. The interviewer says, "Are you okay?" Mm-hmm. And she sort of beats around
the
bush.
That's the clip I keep seeing.
She beats around the bush a little bit, and then she says, "I'm not really okay." Meanwhile, Harry says, "I can see us moving to Africa someday." He basically says, you know, yes, it reminds him of his mother, but also they'd get away from the press. Mm-hmm. Like, the press might come and check on them once in a while, but they wouldn't be hounded everywhere they
went. What
a
weird thing. If he knew that, it's almost, you'd almost not ask someone to marry you.
Right. No, he says that he told her it's not easy, but I just think that, you know, when you're in love and...
People tell you stuff's not, people tell you kids isn't easy, and you look around and you go...
Everybody's out.
Everyone's got them. Do it. I can
do it. He actually recently sued some tabloid for bullying her. Mm-hmm. Her being Meghan Markle. Prince Harry says he doesn't want to see a repeat of what happened to his mother, Princess Diana.
So let me ask you a question. So you're saying that it becomes adversarial? Like they actually hate the royals, the British press?
It sounds like
Why
it,
do they
doesn't
attack
it?
Them like that?
They just maybe want to get a rise out
What's
of them.
What's the point of having them? I thought that they were...
I guess they're looking for good pictures, good stories.
Something sensational.
Something that will
sell.
Right. And so they just make stuff up about them, and or so they say. He basically describes the death of his mother as a wound that festers and says dealing with the grief is something that takes constant management. There's also been a rumor that there's a rift between Harry and Prince William. Mm-hmm. Harry doesn't completely deny that. He says, part of our family being under the pressure that it is, stuff happens. But look, we're brothers. We'll always be brothers. The majority of the stuff is created out of nothing. But as brothers, it's just as I said. You have good days, you have bad days. So this one, if you care, this Wednesday, Harry and Meghan, An African Journey,
you know,
on ABC.
All that BS. I wonder if you asked him, Harry or the other guy. What's the
William.
Other guy's name? Yeah. If you could leave it all right now, you got to leave the loot too. But if you want your life right now, split.
Right.
None of them would do it.
Well,
I guarantee it.
I'm
they'd
sure
get a good hard
right?
look at what life without that would be mm-hmm. like, and they'd go, "Yeah, I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and I really feel like this is what I was born to do.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to abdicate my responsibilities.
Right.
All the money. Uh-huh. Listen, I'm sure, look, they tour around and they do all kinds of charity work.
I'm not saying they don't.
No,
I'm just
saying they've seen it. And I'm sure they, in their heads, as they're reaching out their helping hand to someone, they're like, oh, thank God.
Right.
Jesus. I'm going to go home to my, quote, cottage.
Thank God I have Gucci gloves on to shake hands with these people.
I wouldn't want to get any germs from these.
Yucky.
The great.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:36. $8K a day is back. We're giving away money every hour on the hour starting at around 9 o'clock. Actually, right at 9 o'clock. Not even around. So 9 and then the next 8 hours after that. 8 times a day, you get a code word. You send it into the special number, which we'll give you when we give you the code word. You get an hour to get it in there. And then answer your phone because you've entered a contest. You want to win, don't you?
Sir, George.
Sir. So 9 o'clock, you get your first code word.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. All right, so we'll begin with PG&E. They are considering shutoffs for this week in 17 counties.
Stop it.
They say they've activated its emergency operations center in San Francisco last night. And they're going to be monitoring potentially strong winds, strong and dry offshore winds that will be happening, it looks like, Wednesday and Thursday. So it's possible we'll see more shutoffs. They're talking about Marin, Solano, Sonoma, Napa, Amador?
I don't know that
Butte,
county.
Colusa, El Dorado, Lake, Mendocino, Nevada, Placer, Plumas, San Joaquin, Tehama, Yolo, and Yuba.
I didn't hear Santa Cruz in there.
No, and I didn't hear San Mateo, and
no,
I didn't hear...
just
so
North Bay-ish.
It looks like it's all North Bay, but that is still... they're monitoring that. So right now, there's no definitive report about whether or not you'll
but
be turned
But get ready,
off.
Everyone.
But get
live
ready.
In fear.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Be ready. over the weekend, a bunch of sports were played. The World Series is now set. The Astros beat the Yankees, and now they'll play the Nationals in the World Series.
When does that start?
Tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Quick turnaround.
Also, over the weekend, the Niners won, and the Raiders lost. You brought up the... How did I lose that already? The stagecoach from the Oklahoma game, Sooners. Send out the stagecoach with these mini little horses and, you know, they're
Sooner schooner.
Right. And the thing just falls to pieces on a too tight U-turn.
Uh-oh.
And if I could... How did I lose the picture? In the picture... Oh, there it is. Let me show this to you. So they're turning this way. That's their U-turn. This man falls that way when they make the turn.
Falls off the opposite way? Okay.
Falls off to his side.
Oh, no.
This lady flies over him and out onto the field and tumbles.
Oh, no.
So the first report is everyone's okay and the horses are fine and don't worry, everyone. I watched that fall a couple times and thought, that lady is not okay. She is not stoked, and she is absolutely going to be
horrible.
Like, I went to a ball game, and now I'm...
Oh, we're watching.
Right, check it out. Hold on, let me just rewind a little bit.
Oh,
my God.
See her go over? She flew 10 feet from her seat? Look at where her seat is and where she lands.
And they actually managed to catch the ponies pretty fast.
Yeah, the ponies are
okay.
They
ride that, they go right on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am actually surprised by that. I would think that the thing would tear up the field.
They might not be doing that anymore.
Yeah, they got to stop doing that.
But a lot of the stuff they do.
It's not mounted.
No.
Yeah, it's like it's not attached to the thing it was on. Oh, boy. That is. God.
Yeah, she gets trashed, right?
Poor lady. The whole thing. What a disaster.
She's going to be like, I just 5 years from now, she's going to be all, I have a football injury.
Right.
She won't be lying.
Injury and my back hurts. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that poor girl. Poor everybody. That's just, first of all, super embarrassing, you big dummies. Make a wide turn. Come on.
Right. Eating meat. Guys, this is important information for you to have. And actually, maybe ladies, those of you who have interest. Who am I kidding? You don't care about this.
Let me hear.
Eating meat might make your boners shorter and weaker.
Shorter? Don't eat it every day.
According to...
any kind of meat?
Scientific experiment in Netflix, The Game Changers.
Da-da.
This was a documentary produced by James Cameron, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jackie Chan. Mm. And it examines the sports world's obsession with protein and tries to debunk myths about diets and athleticism.
Oh. Shorter and weaker. Doesn't sound good.
No.
What scientific studies are showing is that the more meat men eat, the more quickly they lose their... They're stand up.
They just can't maintain, it's saying?
Now, this test they've written here, I probably shouldn't share with you, but it doesn't sound all that scientific. They put rings on the men in the...
Oh, in the study?
In the study, and had them actually eat meat and then go to sleep wearing the ring. Oh. And that ring would measure the length of time.
Because you get those during the night periodically?
Right.
Is that always? So I didn't realize that. You're telling me just throughout the night, every hour, you get like a hello.
Usually, I think it's
hello.
Less. I think it's less as you get older.
Yeah.
I think young people, you wake
you
up
just go
like
to sleep
you
with
can't
a kickstand.
Right, and you wake up that way every day.
Mm.
Like if someone were to come in and wake you, you'd be like, "Hold on,
I can't get up yet.
Give me a minute." You know what I mean?
And it's gonna take me a minute to pee.
Right.
I got to lean forward over the toilet so I can angle that thing down.
The jocks in the study had longer lasting man areas when they ate veggie-based meals.
Oh.
Based on the study wearing rings around their...
Woohoos.
Right. And it's a Netflix special if you want to watch it. It's called The Game Changers.
Uh-huh.
Will you... Ask your husband at least on Fridays, Thursday nights, to eat veg.
No.
Based meals.
No, there's not. It's fine. If I noticed that we were having some trouble, I would be like, hey, you know, something you could try. Here, watch this show on Netflix.
Oh,
you tell
right.
me. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. I happen to have a Honeycrisp apple in my bag right now.
Love it.
In fact,
delicious.
Weirdly, since we sort of found those, and you and I feel like found them together.
At the same time, it seemed like all of a sudden you said something about some apple. I'm like, oh my God, are you talking about that Honeycrisp pipe?
Yeah.
They're only around for a few months a year.
Well, they seem
too.
To be around a lot more now. Like,
oh,
they've become
them.
Way more regular, and now.
They're so light and crisp.
They're good. Mm, they're sweet. Really good. I was pretty much a Fuji apple guy, and then the Honeycrisp came along, and I've been all Honeycrisp since. Get ready. Right. Shame on me for plugging Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp.
Where do I get off? Get ready for the first apple ever bred in Washington State. They say it's called the Cosmic Crisp. And it's brand new and it gets...
Cosmic
looks like
Crisp?
Yeah, Cosmic Crisp. Coming to grocery stores on December 1st.
I'm
a
ready.
Brand new apple.
They thought this up and spliced the DNA or something and however you.
The apple is called Cosmic Crisp because of its bright yellowish dots on its skin, which look like distant stars.
Mm-hmm. So it's red with bright yellow dots.
You find it?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So this is it genetically modified then? They've figured out a way. So this is a GM.
They are a cross between a disease-resistant enterprise and the popular crunchy Honeycrisp varieties.
Wow, I'll try it. They look at those. Look at those apple trees. That looks freaking awesome.
The Honeycrisp, nicknamed by apple growers the Money Crisp.
Oh.
Because they've sparked such a big buzz in the apple biz.
They are good.
This is the next big thing. Get ready for the Cosmic Crisp.
I'm ready. That's awesome.
I like an apple.
It's a good apple. It's satisfying. Holds you over.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes so good.
It's not a bag of chips.
No.
That's what it should
say. But it's
say
still
on
crunchy.
It. I know. They're good, but I'm saying anything that's not...
Deep fried.
Well, you find yourself here in particular sometimes going, I just got to eat. I guess
I'm
hungry. Go get chips.
Yep.
Shove something in your face.
Yep.
I just got to eat something.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can get out of here and get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Online dating. It's huge. It's
so
how
I
everyone
hear.
Gets together these days.
It's the way. It's the new way.
A new survey asked people, what lies would bother you most when you finally meet a person in real life?
I'm a virgin.
What?
That's a lie that you might tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that would bother me. What if I was a virgin? I was looking for another virgin. I found out you're not a virgin. Now I'm super pissed.
Oh.
You liar. You have stretch marks, for God's sakes, lady.
Oh, come on.
Well, that would prove that you weren't
that
a virgin.
Mean thing.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Does it?
It just means
really?
You
maybe
grew
you lost
too
weight.
Fast.
Maybe
oh, yeah, like baby stretch marks, like from having a baby.
What?
Belly. Sometimes you have a lot of beer.
Yeah, you could have lost some weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
The marks aren't there, are they?
What?
You know where.
No, I wasn't talking about down there. I was talking about, like, you know, you get the person naked and they've clearly had a baby before. Those marks are.
All right. Anyway, yeah, that would bother me. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a virgin, but you had a baby.
I don't have children.
So your name's Mary.
Yes.
The lies that bother men the most are they were a lot older than they claimed.
Oh.
Well, you know.
The lady said she was 29, but she was really 39.
Or.
More.
Right.
I'm 22.
They weighed a lot more than they claimed.
Oh.
Or they were a lot younger than they claimed.
Oh. Mm.
The lies that bother women most are they're a lot younger than they claimed.
Oh.
They're a lot older than they claimed. And here's the honey. They're a lot shorter than they claim.
Oh. Men guys do claim that.
Men are least concerned with someone being a little taller or shorter than they claimed, weighing less than they claimed.
Okay.
Less.
Who's doing that? Who's claiming that they weigh 150 when they weigh 120? I mean,
right.
Come on.
or having a less impressive job than they claimed.
Oh.
I'm a model of a McDonald's uniform at their store in the front cash register.
I'm seen holding the fries. Good at that. I model those.
Nothing against McDonald's.
No,
it's a great job.
Of course.
Listen, a job's a job.
Right. Yeah.
Be proud of any job you have.
Better you work than you not work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Be occupied.
Right. Mm. Do something. Save yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot less of that these days.
It just seems like it.
Who's going to throw me a line? Mm.
Somebody, please. I'm just sitting here relaxing.
In my house.
Yeah. Throw me a line already.
Women are less concerned with someone being taller than they claimed or weighing a little more or less than they claimed. So the moral is just tell the truth in your online dating if
you
actually write. Yeah. I can't understand why you'd lie and then you're going to show up and then
they're going to know
you are. All of you.
Well, she won't dare say anything to my face.
Except that you'll never see her again.
Right.
Or if I, you know, or the.
If, we hit it, if it's meant to be, we'll hit it off. It'll be fine.
My charm.
I lied
will
to
overcome.
Get in the door.
Right. We will overcome.
Yeah, we shall.
All right.
Wonderful.
Neiman Marcus. Bryn, listen up.
I'm ready.
This is for your wife.
I know nothing.
Neiman Marcus just released its 93rd annual Christmas book.
Oh.
This is where they have a bunch of over-the-top expensive items targeted at people who have all the money.
And then some other stuff for people who don't have all the money.
There's a James Bond Aston Martin. Designed by Daniel Craig.
Oh.
It comes with a limited edition. Oh, is it Omega or Mega?
Omega, I think.
The watch company.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. $700,000.
Well, that's a nice
for the
present.
The watch.
For your person. The watch and the car.
Right.
Wow.
Are Omegas a big watch name?
It's,
I see ads
I would
for
say
them.
Omega is right below Rolex in terms of sort of popularity, but I don't. Yeah, I've heard of Patek Philippe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Omega's pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're pricey.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? I feel like if I were going to drop $20K and I'm right there and I'm in the Omega store, I'd be like, let me go to the Rolex store and see how they're doing over there.
Yeah, I'm guessing you already have a couple Rolexes.
Oh, and
when
that's
you,
okay.
When you go get yourself an
sure.
Omega, you know, you just need to... And then when someone comments, you go, yeah, you know, I decided not to wear my Rolex today. I just felt like, you know, I'd throw on this, you know, trashy old Omega.
I could be wrong. Maybe
my
there's people out there
right,
who
my
know
weekend
better.
Watch, right. Yeah. Yeah, you know, honestly, I can't roll with the people who know better. I just, if you are a watch aficionado, you're running with a whole different crowd. Good for you. It's great.
Yeah.
This is the Neiman Marcus Christmas book.
Oh, yeah. So the $700,000 Aston Martin
for $400,000, you'll have a chance to star in a makeup Instagram video by makeup artist named Mario Dedovinavik.
Oh.
He's Kim Kardashian's makeup guy.
I knew it. Oh.
So he'll do your makeup and do a video.
In an Instagram video for $400,000.
That doesn't seem worth it.
No.
Yeah,
it just
but
doesn't. For someone, though.
Daddy.
Daddy, this will just do wonders for my career as an influencer. If you could pay for this.
Don't do it, Daddy.
Sure, honey.
Do
anything
not
you want, my little princess,
it.
Daddy's princess.
You're ruining that person, Daddy.
Oh, they're already ruined. They've asked for this. I mean,
come
God.
On.
Ruined.
Put your foot down at some point, right?
Never.
I'm so rich, you never have to work, dear.
Man, we are struggling with that gratitude thing right now, and my kid never gets anything like that, but the gratitude is already gone.
Yeah. We didn't owe you that.
What the?
Say thank you.
It's tough.
Mm.
You can't let up. You don't right. keep that, like, right on them about that. They're immediately all, thank you. Yeah. Throw that in the pile. What else do you have for me? Mm. Why, you yeah. little.
What am I going to get tomorrow?
The missus threw a pumpkin carving party for that kid with friends, mm-hmm. and they all hung out all day while Dad surfed.
Yeah.
Fun. And then...
I hope you said thank you.
I did.
Duh.
But I got home. I'm like, did you thank your mom for doing all that for you? No. And I'm so tired. And I'm like, why, you little...
March your booty right over there.
Wow.
You get over.
Yeah. I couldn't believe. So I had to go into the expert. Look, mom and dad have things we like to do too. Mm. When we do stuff for you like that, we're dropping what we do so you get stuff done for you. That means you need to be thankful mm-hmm. or those things don't happen again.
Mm. Would you do stuff for someone who never thanked you?
Oh my God. I can't believe I even had to have that conversation.
Well, she will. When she has kids, she'll be like, oh, now I see what they're saying. Mm. This sucks, Beavis.
Well, that's so great you did that, though.
No. Mm.
It is good. You have to. You know, I always told myself I'm not going to be that person that, you know, makes my kid stand up. And then you're like, oh, yes, I am. Turns out I am. I'm like, I'll just model that behavior and my kids will do it. Well, and then imagine... you get kids and you realize, no, you got to teach them. You got to form them.
If they're not thanking us, all the way down the line, all the people.
You know, I always would get reports from people that my kids were polite. And I would think, I would be like, my kid? Really? And I was, but you're glad to hear it. I think when they're in a different sure. circumstance, like it does occur to them. Sorry, that was just this.
Oh, I thought someone really farted.
Oh.
Sounded like a, did you hear that?
I thought it was a mouth gurgle or something.
Oh,
it wasn't
right.
a mouth gurgle.
Sarah. It's always Sarah. Yeah.
All right. A luxury doghouse is available through Neiman Marcus this Christmas season for $70,000.
Oh. What kind of doghouse? Like double two-story or?
You get to help figure out how to design the doghouse and you randomly get to video chat with Denise Richards.
What?
Oh, is she a doghouse designer
I don't
now?
Know. That's part of the... Huh. Also... Oh, this would be good for you, Bryn. A Versace punching bag for $1,550.
Oh, really?
And you get Versace though. Boxing gloves for $3,275.
That's got to be all for show, right?
Oh, come on.
That sounds great. Tell your wife or whatever she is to get that for you.
No. I'd rather have so many other things than that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Happy birthday, Yuzette, and hope you have a fantastic vacation in Hawaii.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be good. Are you? Do you have vacation fever right now?
No. Oh. I have more anxiety than anything.
Anxiety about it?
Yeah.
Why?
I am just not a good vacation person.
What?
Yeah.
Well, don't like, you think do it's you... about time to practice?
Yeah, start mm-hmm. practicing.
I know. We've really never taken a vacation.
This is like a solo trip together mm-hmm. for no reason other than we just want to go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try to relax. You're going to like it.
It's hard.
I'm super good at vacation, but I'm really bad at the like lead up to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the packing and I got to pack
airport.
My
bedding
that all
sucks,
and
all
the
right?
stuff. Right. But sure. once you get there, you should be able to leave it all behind.
Just
I hope
sleep
so.
For a whole day.
Yeah.
Just sleep for a whole day. Even though you're like, oh, okay, we're on vacation. I could sleep anywhere. Like, I really feel like you sleep for that first whole day and then you're energized for the rest of the day. You can really enjoy it. Time looking for me. Don't worry, Hawaii. She's coming.
Now, do you plan in your head, do you plan to just relax on the beach and soak sun and have drinks? Or do you plan to go adventure and see, like, waterfalls and then go to this next thing and then get on a helicopter and then go?
I hate those kind of things.
I do plan on doing a few things.
Mm.
But
lots of downtime, too.
Yeah. Sit by the pool, the beach, have a few drinks.
5 days? Total?
Total. Actually, we're going for 4.
Oh.
Food.
Are 2 of the days food. Travel days, then?
Well, I mean, of course they are, but we'll get there Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday afternoon.
All right. So you have all Wednesday night.
All Wednesday night.
All Thursday.
Thursday
all Friday.
Friday. Saturday.
Okay, and then you leave Sunday.
We leave Sunday.
There you go.
And then Monday is just going to be a rest day.
Yeah.
And come back to work
so
on
Thursday,
Tuesday.
Friday, Saturday are just full immersion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's a good start.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
No, you are.
I know. I'm not kidding.
I can see you it.
You have full anxiety.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Miley Cyrus. This is a story that just gets better and better. Oh, and by the way, that Cody Simpson guy that she's dating now has a new song out, and it's about her. Oh, my God.
Oh,
we're going to hear
no.
it next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.